Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is This Week in YouTube, Episode 2, recorded April 21st, 2013, Dump and Swing. It's time for This Week in YouTube. Hello, everybody. Leo Laporte here. I'm the old man who knows nothing about YouTube. Fortunately, we have two young people who know a lot about YouTube. YouTuber Lamar Wilson himself. Hello, Lamar.
Hey, Leo. What's up?
LAMMRR Wilson.
That's, well, something like that.
Something's double. And, of course, Chad Johnson, our producer and co-host, because we needed somebody Hello. Who was under 30.
check mark there.
Check. Ching. Woo. Yep. You got like 15 years before he hits 30, so we're good.
Oh, wow. Is it that much?
This show, we talk about YouTube. We show you some, you know, the things that are hot on YouTube. So it's a little bit of video. But unlike those other YouTube clip shows, this show is a thoughtful, brainiac kind of a thing where we talk about news, about channels, about stuff.
Yeah, just stuff.
You've been doing a video a day, every day this month. You're now up to 21 videos, Lamar.
As of today, it'll be 21 videos, yes, in a row. And that's been not only challenging, but fulfilling. Like, it's kept me at the top of my game. So, like, I'm going to kind of miss it when the month is over because I'm not going to keep that going. But it really makes my – I'm going to talk about this in the tips, but it really makes myself – makes me a stronger YouTube personality or just someone who could create content on the fly.
So, really, you think wearing that wig makes you a stronger YouTube
– I have not worn that wig at all this month.
Okay, just –
That was me and I, Justine. It was a skit.
By the way – I had no idea Justine was so short.
Yeah.
She's tiny.
I thought you'd seen her in person.
I know her quite well, actually.
Yeah.
Not that she would return my calls now that she's represented by a major Hollywood talent agency.
I can still text her and get her to
Holy
respond.
Cow. Did she just sign with, what was it, UAC, United Artists?
Yeah. It was somebody big she signed with.
Big agency. Wow. This woman has endorsements with Kit Kat bars. I mean, she is
Taco
a superstar.
Bell.
I remember when Alex Lindsay, who's from Pittsburgh, said, "Hey, I met somebody at Word Camp Pittsburgh. I really think she's talented. We should put her on the network. We should do some stuff with her." We had her a couple of times on Mac Break Weekly. Her name was Penelope Lazaro, and she's not a star. But Justine with Justine and Zarek, and now she's just huge. She's blown up.
Yeah. You would think at a time where some of the older YouTubers, and I mean older by just the length of time on the site, are starting to dwindle. She's still at the top of her game. She's getting major deals. And so I'm real proud of her. And she's so humble. Like, I can message her today, say, "Hey, can you be in a video this week with me?" And if she's in LA, she'll do it. She's just one of those people.
She's fun. She has a good sense of humor.
Yes.
But I think it's to anybody who is a fan of iJustine, it's pretty obvious that the real secret to iJustine's success is her. And I think this picture demonstrates it. Her great beauty.
Yeah, that right there.
Right there.
That's natural.
She's a natural beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No plastic surgery there. Not at all.
She's awesome. We're going to get her on the show. Soon.
Actually, what makes her great is she is gorgeous. She's stunning, but she is completely willing to mock herself, as in this picture. Where she just makes fun of herself. And so you get the feeling that she's like down to earth. And I had to say, you know, I saw this picture on Instagram and because I follow her there, and I saw 22,000 likes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, man, I have no shot at all.
No, if I get 200 or 300 likes on Instagram, I'm doing great.
22,000 likes. And then you look at somebody, you know, like Justin Bieber or my girlfriend, Taylor Swift, and, man, they'll get 500,000 likes sometimes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
You're a
yeah.
Swifty?
I'm a Swifty. Mm. I got posters on the wall and everything.
Good.
So, and thinking about Justine, now, you know, it switches over. Now, the biggest woman, really, that's on the internet, we didn't really talk about it last
Jenna
week.
Jenna Marbles. You're going to say Jenna Marbles, aren't you?
Yeah, that's one of the stories, yeah.
I don't get it.
You know what it is? It's a teenage girl appeal. She uses a lo-fi camera, that, you know, her MacBook in her bed or in her living room, and she just... It's just I don't get it either because I'm not in that demographic.
Can I just it's okay? A natural thing. I'm gonna get in trouble, and you know I do every time, every week on this show.
Be careful.
Oh gosh.
No, I have no. I'm throwing caution to the wind.
Uh oh.
Because I don't care. I don't have to. But honestly, get the feeling that if you're an attractive blonde, you have a better shot at being a YouTube star. Like it's all about sex appeal.
I mean, I would isn't it? Make the argument that in life.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the same in life.
I mean, it's like...
Well, in life, it's the redheads that really make it.
I think it helps, but if you don't have talent, I mean...
Well, you're right.
But
I, you know, remember that... she was Russian. She was doing vocabulary words.
Yeah, word a day.
She was cleaved.
Yeah.
And it was the cleave, not the word, that made the hit.
I would agree with you that helps, but I have also seen I've also seen a lot of YouTubers become very popular who are not who aren't anything special.
No, and in fact, the person who leaps to mind is what's his name?
Wheezy Waiter, Shay Carl?
No, source fed guy, Phil DeFranco.
Oh,
I mean, Phil's a good he's a nice looking guy, but he's not a sex symbol. But he's huge, right? He's arguably the biggest guy on YouTube, right?
I'm glad he's not portrayed as a sex symbol.
Because we'd all be in trouble. Us traditionally good-looking people.
Maybe that would be healthy for the population.
But Jenna's funny, right? I mean, that's really the key to Jenna.
Jenna's funny. She's 26 years old. She used to be, her life was a complete mess. She was go-go dancing and doing other things to make rent. And she, she got this opportunity. It's a great story. I mean, she got this opportunity to do YouTube videos, and she just kind of blew up because she just is very relatable. It's now estimated that she, in 2012, I think this is off. It said that she made $346,000. I think she made a heck of a lot more than that.
Yeah, because that's not them. I mean, that's a good living, but it's not big bucks.
Not
media bucks.
I think one article says she gets about 8 million views a month, and that might be low. And if that's the case, she's making eight million a day, excuse me.
Okay, because we're talking $1,500 per million, right?
Was it 1 million a day or 8 million a day?
Now,
it might have been 1 million.
Million a day would translate to $1,500 a day, which is not insignificant. That's more like the $385,000, though.
Well, yeah, keep in mind, she's on a network, so she's probably getting a $4 to $5 CPM. So you cut that in half, it's probably about $3,000 a day.
She's making more. Okay.
You're probably making about $3,000 a day. And so you add
it's half
that.
A million
and,
a year. It's not bad.
And also, I mean,
And remember, all she's doing is making short videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, once a week.
Right. Once a week?
Once a week. She just does a Wednesday video.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
That's good pay. She could keep her go-go dancing job and make some more.
I don't think she needs to do that
anymore. No, not anymore. No. Nope.
And the cool thing is just like she has no interest in like going into regular media. I think there's the idea that YouTubers have to evolve to regular media. It's like, no, regular media needs to come to us.
I'm so with you on that. But then I look at Justine, and really the breakthrough for her is getting on Spike, is getting a real Hollywood agent, showing up in real Hollywood movies and TV shows. That's where you get the big bucks. But I'm with you kind of. I like the idea of people who create content on the internet staying with that, not saying, oh, I'm just here to cash in.
Well, to me, it's different audiences. When a YouTube audience, it will not translate to a television audience. And so I'm actually really surprised when a lot of when larger YouTubers almost abandon their internet audience to go after the mainstream audience.
Well, it's just depressing.
Because to me, they're losing both markets because they're not going to translate to television, and they're also letting go of their biggest fans.
Right.
Yeah, the one person who did that I think had to do it was Fred, Lucas Cruikshank.
Fred Figglesworth.
And the reason is he was getting too old for that part.
Right.
So
Nick came knocking.
Oh, yeah.
And Nick comes knocking, you're going to open the door. I don't care what your attitude is.
And it may be, maybe I wasn't the target demographic, but I also thought that was kind of a fad, and he cashed in on it.
He was smart too.
He was smart to say, listen, this really can't last for 3-4 years.
I agree with you, but I think the same thing about Annoying Orange, and I'm apparently wrong.
But they've cashed in as well.
Yeah, but they're smart to cash in, and yet it's not
a fad. They're still doing a YouTube.
They're still doing great, and they're selling Annoying Orange T-shirts and merchandise, and it's on mainstream TV. I see it on the airplane. I'm surprised they're not doing flight safety videos. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they should.
And I find it incredibly annoying. But it's not aimed at me. It's aimed at 8-year-olds, right?
Well, a little older. But yeah.
What? Little how kids. Old?
Well, kids. The 13th or 17th. Yeah, the 13th or 17th.
I don't even think a 17-year-old would watch that.
I'm 17. I don't watch it.
No,
so.
Me neither.
Same.
Yeah. I didn't watch it when I was 17. Of course, that was 40 years ago. They didn't have TV then.
They didn't have gravity back then.
Here's an interesting video. I'm going to show you a video. It's not on our rundown. That means I'm taking a huge chance because there could be profanity, there could be nudity, there could be cleavage.
Gotta love Leo.
I'm hoping. So this is an interesting story because this video was posted by not the guy making the video. He's been making these crazy vines. You know, vines, that little thing that you do on
Twitter,
where it's short and you edit in the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Will Sasso, comic? Listen. Can you hear my audio?
Why can't I hear your audio?
Oh, crap, because it's no good without the audio.
Here, play again.
Maybe it's turned down, you know? Wait a minute. I have this. I have Windows 8
look
phobia.
At that. Look at that.
All you right.
Look at a new
pretend I just started the video now.
I'm driving. Yeah. Come on, go. This is bullshit.
Oh.
Come on, look what you're doing.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi.
Where am I?
Okay, I gotta explain this. This guy, Will Sasso, is doing his Arnold Schwarzenegger impression, and he's doing it in Vine, but somebody's combined 14 Vines into this video on YouTube, and it's hysterical. Watch some more.
Sweet Caroline, la la la.
Yeah, look at this here. It's like a movie set. The alien space station maze killing aliens. Pew, pew. Yeah, hi. I'm in Canada. After you, eh? Yeah, look at this tree. Yeah, look at this here. It's like we're back in the movie set, the alien space station maze.
I love this.
Pew, pew. That's not the parking spot. Yeah, that's look
not
at this weird piece.
I never would have thought to take a fine to YouTube.
You're talking to Van. What are you? Yeah, it's funny.
Well, what's funny is you can see that the aspect ratio
Is bad.
Is wrong.
I was wondering about that.
It's horrible.
It's because it's from Vine. Somebody, Fire Red Naxala.
It's square.
Has compiled this, but it's genius. And and this guy is just doing this. He's just kind of being, he does other ones. Here's another one. Will Sasso does Robert De Niro.
Oh, what a more iconic of a dodo.
He's reading tweets, okay?
Dumb. Egg rolls, fried rice, what better chicken chow mein?
These are vines. He's not even putting this on YouTube.
No.
Oh, my. Is this the next YouTube wave? Vine videos?
Well, this is from a feed called, get ready, World's Best Vines.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Vine is doing actually really well. It's a great service. I don't have it on my Android phone, but because it's not there. But
I don't have it either. It has to be iOS.
Yeah, it's a great little service.
Well, now you can watch it on YouTube.
Hey, that's awesome. Oh, real quick, since we're talking about some companies in YouTube, did you hear about Viacom losing yet again? It's like
fill me in on this, because I don't know this. This is a big case that's been going on for a long time. Pretend we're in law school.
Oh boy.
And you're the professor, I'm the student. What are the facts of the case, Professor Wilson?
Well, the facts of the case, my student Leo Laporte, is that years ago, Viacom really wanted to buy YouTube and not let Google do it. And Google bought it. So in retaliation, they sued Google, saying that they were in trouble as well as YouTube for the South Park clips and anything Comedy Central clips that were on there. And because Google bought it, they're liable for what YouTube did before they actually bought the site. Am I doing well so far? No. But
hey, I don't know, because I don't know the facts of the case. But that makes sense, because I remember, like, Comedy Central, like, they pulled down all the Jon Stewart clips, right? And then, but that was how people got to know That was like huge.
Well, they said that was my problem. This is a billion-dollar lawsuit that's been going on for years, and my argument has always been, if these things are not online, we don't know about them. I mean, if Viacom was smart, they will put clips, previews of fun stuff like we see with this Vine. I mean, they can get creative and put a compilation up and say, hey, if you want to see this, go to this channel, and that would have solved the problem. But they're so anal.
So, Professor Wilson,
yes,
is this another example of big media not understanding the internet?
They have no clue, and I'm shocked because they're Viacom. They're so big, and they don't understand, and they're bitter. They want it.
That's the truth. They're bitter.
That's what it is.
We didn't get it, so we're gonna make you pay. Well, now they lost.
They lost again, and they still want to do another appeal. This is never going to end. They're spending so much money for what? I mean, by this point, the judge is like, dudes, it's over. It's the same judge who's been presiding for years. And you know, he's sick of it. I'm sick of hearing about Viacom. You know, all they have to do is make their own site or collaborate with YouTube and get paid off the ads. I've never understood this. But yeah, you're right. These companies don't get it.
So it's been 6 years in litigation.
6 years. Just imagine
Viacom has not won at all, ever. Like, it's just, they just keep there. It's like a punch drunk fighter that just keeps going into the ring going, hit me again.
They won an appeal about a year ago that breathed new life.
Ah, okay.
But so they got happy with that. But most of the cases they've lost. So,
but it's not over.
They need to just stop it.
Company spokesman Jeremy Zweig sent an email to Time magazine saying, "This ruling ignores the opinion of the higher courts and completely disregards the rights of creative artists."
Yeah, that's why Jon Stewart's suing.
A jury should weigh the facts of this case.
A jury. They want a jury. And the overwhelming evidence. See, this is the problem is that a judge will do the right thing. A jury can be swayed.
Oh, but I like South Park. Those YouTube people are evil.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they'll appeal, and they're hoping for a jury trial at some point.
Yeah.
This was in front of the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Mm-hmm. So...
What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, with the jury, I mean, YouTube has done a lot in the 6 years that this case has been going on to try to make Viacom and make a judge and a jury.
Okay, let's get jury over here. Jury, come here.
Yeah, here is the actual jury.
We got the jury here.
Right.
Jury, come here. What do you think? Google Viacom. Who should win this case?
I don't know. I'm kind of swayed by Viacom. I'm easily swayed.
See, I told you. Jury's an idiot. I am.
Justin Robert Young, for those who are questioning.
He's the host of NSFW, and I don't know what he's doing here, actually.
Hey, this is not his day.
It's not his day. But anyway.
Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, I don't like them. They need to stop it.
Just for that, jury, you're getting on the album art, okay? Oh. Yeah, just for that.
Leo, have you seen the viral video? Before we go to our special,
Is this a big viral video? Is this the one?
Yes, this is the one.
I haven't seen it.
Everybody's seen it except
no,
you,
I
probably.
Haven't seen it. That's the beauty of this show. I'm the clueless old man who's not. What is this YouTube you keep talking about?
This is perfect. You're reaching the people.
I shipped my pants.
Yes, you did with Kmart.
So what am I going to do this week?
You're
going to
eat food like an animal.
Let's look.
All right.
Ah,
I hate that!
And this is a full 13
seconds.
Ah! I'm new to YouTube, but I do know one thing.
Pre-roll sucks!
I want to watch Defiance now.
Yeah.
Is that what that was for?
Yeah.
That's the weird show. Okay, wait a minute. Let's watch people eat like animals. He's got a sippy cup.
Want to see how animals eat their food?
This seems like the shoe guy.
Watch closely.
This is so stupid. How many million views?
45 million at last count.
What are they eating on a cardboard box?
Yeah.
This is one I didn't guess. Well, I got it, but it's like, what?
It's got a pouch. It's not really how
they
eat.
This is the best part right here.
It is a box. You were right.
What's that? It just shows you don't have to have any intelligence or anything.
It makes me mad. I work so hard on YouTube.
45 million views.
I can barely clear 15,000 in a video.
45 million views.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's funny.
It's funny. You know, it goes to the lowest demographic or lowest common denominator. I mean.
Now, here's the thing. The chance of them making a second 45 million view video is pretty low.
Yeah, it's always the case.
That's like everybody gets one shot. Andy Warhol is wrong. It's not 15 minutes. It's one YouTube video. Everybody gets one.
And you know what was interesting about them is that check it because he has it on his screen. Not only did they get that, they got like over a million subscribers from this. Like, I think they have 1.2, 1.3. Chad, I don't know what
it's. Yeah, let me check.
Because people are hopeful that maybe they'll do a second funny.
Yeah, they have 1.3 million subscribers.
Right. Now the pressure's on, though, right? Now the pressure is really on. Mr. Epic Man.
Mr. Epic Man.
They're one of the fastest growing YouTube channels right now.
But they do have other videos. Are they good? Yeah.
So if we sort by popularity,
everybody wants the other ones.
Let's see the second most
popular. The next popular has 12 million.
Well, that's got to be good. 7 ways to discipline your child. Their whole thing is they act like kids. Is that a bong?
Maybe I need to change my thing that I do on YouTube. I need to act more like a...
Uh-oh. Father is not happy.
Jimmy? Was that you?
Jimmy, hear my belt.
Jimmy's high.
7 ways. So that was the beginning. Predator and the prey. Yeah. So it's broad physical humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy?
This is the armed forces.
This one's not doing it for me.
Not really.
Oh, dear.
Terrible. Yeah. Let's call it. Let's call it.
So the question is, did they get 12 million views before the other one or after the other one?
Obviously, I bet it was after. I bet a lot of them was afterward. Yeah.
Like, let's see if they've done anything else funny.
Yeah, that's good to have that residual traffic, man. I would kill for one of those videos. Literally, people would die.
What's the biggest number of views?
Oh, that 4.2 or something like that.
That's pretty good. I wouldn't cry about that. Most I ever got was like 1.2.
Well, that's because you don't concentrate on YouTube. Your podcast network does incredibly more than any of these videos. But yeah.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
I mean, maybe
as a network, we might have.
That's what I mean.
As a network, per year, we are somewhere around 100 million.
We have more views than the people that you just saw as a network over time.
Because, well, and the other thing is we continue consistent. To do it over and over again as opposed to once. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Still, it's hard to get a lot of views on YouTube.
Yeah.
Not easy.
It is. It is. It's all about sharing. You have to get something that triggers that emotion to want to share.
That's like the key.
Like this next video that Chad sent me earlier this week. And we're going to see if this is real or fake. It's 10,000 iPhone 5s as dominoes.
Where would you get 10,000 iPhone 5s? Wow, they do have a lot of iPhone 5s. Okay, look for a cut. There's a cut. So it's the same ones. As soon as there's a cut, you know you're getting the same ones.
Hey. Cut. So I have evidence. They're in the elevator, and it's moving. You also can see that all the screens seem to be synced up to each other to make different colors as they go along.
So that could be a whole new set, though, right?
Sure.
If it's not a single take, I don't see how you could possibly...
Well, we'll get to the end, find out.
They're going
to
show them all at once.
The end is spectacular.
So I just want to point out again that all the screens seem to be synced up somehow.
Yeah, that's unlikely, right?
Oh, Chad, you're such a cynicist.
I know.
Oh, yeah, this is fake.
Look at
this is 100% fake.
It's not even a question.
And then they show a video of...
The fake iPhone.
The fake iPhones.
Yeah.
So...
By the same... Is it the same people who did that video, the fake
video? Yes, it is. So
it's another fake video.
Right. So it's another fake video. But I just wanted to point out, which I think you'd think is funny.
It's pretty cool.
This is all Revision 3 people.
What?
That's Annie Gauss. This is from Tech Feed News. That's Jackie Talbot. Ryan Vance can be seen over in the corner.
There's Patrick.
Yeah, there's Patrick. And who knows who that is?
Oh, well, tell me what that means. Is Atmos Studio Revision 3?
It may be that they just needed some people, and they're in San Francisco as well. You know, I don't know what the backstory is, but...
okay, I'm thinking.
But, I mean, what a cool idea and rendering. Nice. So, and you can also, like, if you listen, it's working. You know, it's like, you know, I don't know. And then there's
fake. It's
there's
bad
some,
acting.
Yeah, there's some weird rendering right here.
Yeah, it's obviously fake, but that's all right. I'm more curious about who Atmos Studio is and if they're related to Revision 3, or is it, I'm thinking, it's one guy at Revision 3, and now we've got to trace that back to the original phony iPhone. Video.
Perhaps. So if you're wondering who these guys are, they're the ones who do things like the Siri hidden feature, which, you know, this is like a 30-second video.
2.9 million views.
See, I knew Revision 3 was in cahoots with these.
I think they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you left, isn't it?
That is exactly why.
You knew.
I broke the story, and they're like, that's it. You know, you make a decision. You stay with us and deal with it or get out. And so I...
Right. Right. So they do these, you know, this is a fake rendered iPhone in a video.
It's a nice widescreen iPhone. I like that.
Yeah. And so, and they have like iPad versions where they do
this
things.
This is somebody with a lot of skill because that is probably an illustration on top of the video.
Right.
And look how the video is shaking. That's not easy.
No. So they do really cool stuff.
They know
like
what they're
that.
Doing. There's, I mean, they're doing some tough stuff. Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, definitely, my vote is definitely fake.
I want to do this as a feature. We got to do this from now on, real or fake.
All right.
If you folks at home can come up with a video that you want to know, is it real or fake? Our panel of experts
will determine on the first viewing.
And if we can't decide, we'll put it in front of a jury.
Right.
And he'll just go, huh?
And you just go, what? You just yelled at me from across the room. I don't know. What are you talking about?
Oh, boy.
Actually, you know what we'll do? You know what we'll do? The chat room will decide.
Oh,
we'll take the... Because, you know, the wisdom of the crowd.
Absolutely.
What is that echo?
I think John is working on
Turn down your radio, caller! Thank you.
When you're the boss, you could yell at everybody like that.
I know. I wish I were the boss. I'd show that. Oh, I am. Yeah. Do we have... Yes. Come on, I want more video. More video. More.
We only have like 15 minutes.
So I'm thinking, what if we wanted to get this thing viral? I should go like this, right?
No. That 45-minute show
well,
would
first,
not go viral.
Okay, first problem is when you do this.
I don't want to hurt myself. That's why I had a cardboard table. See, if this needs to be a cardboard table,
there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, my Ambien's like, starting to kick in, so let's move on.
Yeah. Yeah, your Ambien. Oh, okay. so the next story, we actually talked about Daystorm some weeks ago. He's a musician who's on YouTube. And this was an interesting article that was written in New Media Rockstar. It was an op-ed piece about can he count on YouTube. And I'll just give you the bridge version. The basic idea of this is that he feels that but the person with over million plus subscribers that he has a channel that is broken because a year ago, before YouTube made all their changes, he was getting a heck of a lot more views and doing less marketing. And now it has dropped so severely where only like 5 to 7% of his audience is getting his videos even to their box.
So he's saying, I used to have a lot of views. Now I don't. Something's broken.
Well, I mean, they actually had an analytics team look at this, and he's contacted YouTube, and they said, yeah, it appears something might be wrong with your account, but they can't fix it. Now, I've made the same argument about myself. Now, I can't prove it, and I don't dwell on it, but there might be a percentage of accounts that are older, like ours, that has something. Maybe I don't know if they're on an older server. I actually, when I went to YouTube, to Google to talk about it, I had confronted Vic Gundotra and another a YouTube guy, and I was like, look, there might be some accounts that are broken because this, I'm hearing too many issues of this from people with older accounts. Are we on an old server? And they confirmed, you know, he's not an old server. It's the same servers. There's no issues. And so on the surface, it looks like Daystorm is complaining because things are different now. But he might actually have a case that YouTube actually might have some broken accounts. And the solution for many has really been to just start over. But who can start over these days? You can't start over at his level and get that audience back. It's just not going to happen.
I just find this fascinating. The same thing about Twitter. People were complaining. I was complaining about follower counts on Twitter, Google Plus, lots of places. Once it starts becoming important and valuable, these numbers, then you start saying, well, golly, you want to make this accurate. But really, truthfully, YouTube, Twitter, Google Plus, they don't have any responsibility to make this accurate. They're giving us, they're giving us free bandwidth. They're giving us a platform. And it could cost you millions.
Yeah, I think my thought with YouTube, though, specifically, those other ones you're absolutely right about, but YouTube is a business, it's in a business to make money. I mean, they take 45% of all the ad revenue.
Those numbers, I'm sure they get those numbers right.
Yeah,
I bet they don't make that mistake on their revenue.
My argument is that it would be in their interest to make sure these accounts are fixed. Because the more views he gets, the more views I get, the more money they make.
Well, do you think they're not billing the advertiser for those views? I bet they are.
I don't know.
You know, that's what you do. You find out, you know, what numbers they're sending advertisers.
You need to get a YouTube person on here.
Well, hey, I don't want to mess with YouTube because, as you know, when we were critical of YouTube, something went wrong and the show was pulled from YouTube and we couldn't upload anything longer than 15 minutes. I don't want to...
It wasn't because we were critical. It was because of that clip.
It was because of Psy.
It was because of Psy.
Can we mention? Now, you, by the way, interceded on our behalf.
I did.
You went to the Vatican and you begged and they put us and they reinstated us.
Yes.
And did they give you any, did they say you can't talk about this?
No.
Okay. So here's what happened to our last episode. Remember, we showed a video of Psy, the new video, his second video. We didn't even show it full screen, did we, Chad? We were careful not to do that.
We didn't show it full screen, but we did what I've been doing
with a little frame around it.
Where, like I zoom into the video. It's still on the page, but it's not a full screen.
And you should know the reason we do that, besides the fact that it looks really sweet, is that we're hoping that the content ID system is not triggered because it is not exactly the same as the content and the video. Mm-hmm. And apparently, size label... complained saying that we were playing a live track, which we weren't.
So it wasn't even that they physically saw the video and decided to complain. It was
the content ID system, automatic
content ID flagging, and it flagged it as the live performance of Psy's Gentleman or I forget exactly.
Not the one we played, but a live performance.
Right.
And not only did it pull that video down, so for 3 or 4 days last week you couldn't watch that video on YouTube, but it then dinged our account.
So a few things happened. It pulled it down, and of course it was fair use because we are a news company that is talking about the video. So we responded and said, you know, this is
we
not
appealed.
We appealed
in the normal process.
During that after that process, they said we have up to a month to review this and release the video.
In other words, it could be a month later that they put the video back.
That they put our first episode a YouTube show out a month later. They could have gotten to it a month later. Because we had been flagged, we decided, you know what? We can't wait a month. Let's go ahead and
let's get Lamar in on this.
Well, no, let's edit the video.
Oh, we did that?
Let's edit out. We took out Psy because we could not wait a month. When we did that, we couldn't upload the video because the account had been dinged as not in good standing anymore, and we couldn't upload a video longer than 15 minutes.
But that we hypothesize that's probably what happens to most new YouTube channels, which we created a new channel for the show because they may be spammers, and so if they get dinged right away, then it's going to be a little harder to get back.
I think that's 100% what the issue was. It was a brand new channel, and so they treat them a little bit more harshly.
We've never had that happen on the Twitch channel ever.
Right. So and I think they made our the account now where it won't get that kind of ding anymore.
So, but you talked to somebody?
Yeah, I emailed our contact, the one who initially contacted us.
We had somebody, once we said we were going to do the show, somebody from YouTube emailed us, said, hey, how you doing?
Right. Hey. Yeah, it's like a mafia.
Hey.
Yeah.
We're going to do a show about YouTube, eh?
Yeah. We'll offer you protection, you know.
So it would be a shame for your little show to be dinged on the network there.
Well, I bless you.
No, he was
very
nice.
Yeah, he blessed us.
He blessed us. He was very nice. And he said, if you have any questions, any issues, anything you'd like to know, let me know. And so, Lamar, you emailed him and said, yeah, we got a question. And they put it right back. They reestablished it immediately.
Yeah, and they fixed the account. So
they fixed
good.
It. And so now we can upload things longer than 15 minutes.
And hopefully we don't have this issue every single week. Because
I don't think we will.
They already blessed it. Yeah, I think it was just a new channel problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that and the horse head in his bed, that was very effective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, interns.
Gosh, interns are great, aren't they?
Oh, boy.
But I don't think this was YouTube's fault here.
No.
But I have to point out, I got an email that same week for a video we posted a long time ago saying that Hungarian and Brazilian Broadcasting objected and pulled the video down, even though the video had nothing, to my knowledge, from Hungarian or Brazilian Broadcasting.
No, that was a talk with, let me pull
that
up.
That happens to me all the time. And did we appeal that? Usually when we appeal it, they put it right back up.
I believe so. It's not up yet.
Content ID is broken. It allows companies like Hungarian and Brazilian broadcasters
to just say,
hey, I don't like it. And we had none of their content as far as I know.
This was the talks with the OK Go people about EMI.
Yeah, it was about their...
Right.
It was about their videos.
Right. And what mostly happened was this Hungarian TV show probably pulled a clip.
You think that's what happened? That they pulled a clip from our video.
From our video, played it on their station of OK Go or of an interview process with OK Go.
In other words, they stole our content.
Right.
Most likely. And then a year later, their content ID system pulled our content down because they stole our content.
Right. And it could have been actually very timely because they only played the video 3 weeks ago, and now it's in their content ID system.
Anyway, the system's broken. I think there's no doubt about that. It's nice that we have an in at YouTube, but most YouTubers do not have that kind of in.
See, and this is one of the problems we were talking about at the top of the show about Viacom causing all this ruckus. These companies caused Google to have to create such a crazy process because, you know, they were under threat of litigation. If you don't create this system, we can automatically take down. We're going to sue you out of business. And so it just comes down to these companies just not having a clue about what's going on the internet. And we suffer.
And YouTube has to solve this. Not just us, but YouTube does have to solve this. On the other hand, as I've always said, you don't want to base your business on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or any other company.
Not 100%.
Their business model doesn't require our success.
Right. And that's what I was trying to let my audience know. It's like, we have the YouTube account and we have the YouTube channel, but you know, the main thing, you know, your podcast or Netcast network. And so you're not relying. If somebody wants to stream this show, they can go right to twit.tv. You know, we don't have to wait on the mercy of YouTube or anything to get what we need done. So I've always liked that. So we are, in essence, not on YouTube, but talking about YouTube. Right.
And I think DeStorm might have a point. Well, that's the problem is it's hard to tell because it's kind of an opaque system.
Yeah.
Moving along.
Yeah, we'll skip that other thing that I added. That was just an extra thing.
Let's talk about our channel of the week.
Our channel of the week is by full disclosure.
It's your channel. It's
our friend
Lamar Wilson channel.
It's a friend of mine, but I only am pointing him out because it's the quality of this channel is so top notch. It's a quality tech channel.
He was actually on All About Android.
Oh yeah, he was.
He's a great guest.
MKBHD.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, quality tech videos from. He's an Android specialist.
Marques Brownlee is the MB in MKBHD.
He does a lot of top five. Like the guy is just good, and he's very methodical and very anal with how he does his videos. Everything has to be top notch quality, or it doesn't go up.
Where's he located?
He is actually in New Jersey.
Cool.
Yeah, and see, my thing is somebody's going to snatch him up. I mean, like some big company. I don't know. It's like Mashable, good. The Verge, or somebody's going to get him. He's top notch. He's a student, 19-year-old, I think.
You're kidding. He's that young? Wow.
Yeah, 19 in college, and he finds time to make these really, really quality videos. So.
He's doing his own video production?
Yeah, he does it all. He's not with the network.
I can tell he's using DSLR probably to shoot the video because I like that bokeh, the depth of field there. And
yeah. Well, I do that too. You never said you like mine.
No, I like yours too. What do you shoot with?
60D. Yeah. It's the same. He has a better lens. I used a 24-70 lens. His is a little bit better. So, but yeah, his channel is MKB HD. So everything has to be that complete high quality standard. And yeah, he even built his own. He did a whole Hackintosh project, which was, you know, Apple wouldn't like it, but it was awesome.
That's good. This is good.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I mean, yeah, he has a good number of subscribers. But if you want the real deal with tech.
He's getting some good views. I mean, yeah, really good views.
Don't go to Twit. Go to MKBHD.
Right. Right.
I mean, it looks like he's averaging 50, 60, 70,000 views, sometimes more, sometimes twice that. That's pretty darn good.
He's killing it now.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think
he needs to go to work for a big company.
Yeah. I always like when the young guys get a break, because he wasn't doing that well just a year ago. Now he's just like taking off. And
right on.
Awesome tech channel. So make sure you all check it out in the chat room. His major, someone was asking in the chat room what his major was. I believe it's business and marketing, something along that line. I forgot he told me before, but yeah.
All right, I want to now, okay, this is one of my favorite games to play.
Uh-oh.
Is to decipher the geek T-shirt. You see the shirt he's got on? It's on my screen now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a dump truck plus, can you zoom in on that?
Yeah, let's enhance.
Plus a child in a swing. Enhance, center.
Okay, dump.
Enhance.
Dump.
Zoom. What is
he's
that?
He never told me about that one.
No, but I see this is, geeks do this. They have these cryptic anagrams, or in this case, dump baby? That's not
no,
right.
No, no,
no.
Dump.
Trucking. I'm trucking in my swing. What? What could that be? Garbage pail kid?
I have no idea.
See, that's the most, that one is cryptic. Dumpster baby? No, dumpster. That's not a good thing to wear on a T-shirt.
No, it's not dumpster baby.
Thank you.
Not dumpster baby.
That's not his style.
Change my diaper.
I think the dump truck isn't. I think it's just a moving truck. Maybe.
No, no. See the arrow? It's dumping. What the hell could that be? So normally I'm very good at this. Normally a geek can come up. He could be wearing a T-shirt. She could be wearing a T-shirt. I could figure it out pretty quickly. This one, I have no idea what that means. But I'm just mentioning.
Yeah.
If you know, tell us in the comments.
Yes.
It's funny. First, the promoted comment on his thing is, what does your shirt mean?
Good. See? There you go. There you go.
So, yeah.
Oh, the baby with the bathwater.
Don't throw out the.
No. There's not. There should be a bath.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
the chat room is amazing. They've actually found the T-shirt.
Oh,
what?
RightLife.com. I don't know how they do that. They must be a Google image search that they did. Is that the T-shirt?
Let me see.
From USDWIS. There it is.
Dump and swing.
What?
Dump and swing.
Okay, we're going to have to go to Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dump and swing. I hope that's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
I think we might regret even mentioning.
Oh, you know what it is?
It's a band.
No, he's an ultimate frisbee player, and it's an ultimate frisbee move.
Oh my God, that's obscure.
Yes. Yeah,
the dump and swing.
He is actually a professional ultimate. He's on a professional team. He's a pro.
Here it is. Here comes a dump and swing, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! He dumps. He swung. He shoots. He scores.
thank you, chat room.
Go! Go!
What do they say in ultimate frisbee? I don't even know.
What do they say? Swoosh.
I used to tease him for years that he played frisbee for a professional team, but no, it's a serious thing.
Oh yeah. Well, in New Jersey, that's, you know.
You cannot joke with
no, them. They'll hit you in the head with a frisbee.
Huh.
Yeah, and they're very accurate, too.
Very nice. Yeah. Marcus, nice to meet you. Nice job.
Yeah, he's been on the Twit network. He's a good guy. MKBHD,
I'd love
everybody.
To snap him up.
Yes. Oh, I'll tell him that.
No, he's too good for us. I can tell you right now. Production value's too high.
You can't even afford me, so.
I know. So what are we going to do with Marcus?
I need this job. Please don't fire me.
So here's a tip from Lamar Wilson that's kind of along the lines of what we were talking about.
Yeah, so I wanted, we were talking about me doing this Vita, this vlog every day in April, and we were talking about Daystorm and how to maintain, you know, an audience. And really, I was talking to a young guy that I mentored yesterday, and, you know, he does a video like maybe once a month. And my, you know, in talking to him, I was like, look, you know, if you're only going to get better the more you do things on YouTube. So, you know, you have to put yourself out there, even if you feel like you're pushing yourself. And because a lot of people don't want to push, they want they want it to come to them, and they want to put out a pure video. But sometimes you got to push yourself.
In fact, you might look at Marquez and say, "Oh, I got to look this good," but yeah, really, no, you exactly. get better by doing it. What is it? What is it? Malcolm Gladwell says 10,000 hours to become an expert at anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have to do it over and over again, yep. And that's one of the things I got to say for me doing this Vita. I have become so proficient now that at the end of it, I'm going to be good for the rest of the year. Right. Like, my motivation, my ideas are flowing every moment of the day of what I could do the next day.
Writers say that, too. If you write every day, it gets easier. I remember Randall Schwartz, who's a Perl programmer, said, if I don't write some code every day, it slows me down. But if I write every day, I stay proficient, I stay fluid. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so for creators, you know, just if you need a schedule, give yourself a schedule, or just make sure you do something regular, not so much for the audience, but for yourself, because it'll just make you a better content creator. You don't have to do every day like I'm doing this month. It's a little ridiculous, but regularity will make you much better at what you do. I mean, Leo, how many shows are you on? You've been doing this for years. I mean, you could just show up and do it.
I got my 10,000 hours quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
I feel like you're talking to me here.
No, I am, actually, like, Chad. Why do you think we put you on so much?
Yeah.
No, seriously. There is no substitute for experience. So it's two things you're talking about here. One is doing something every day. That keeps the juices going. I'm sure Dvorak will agree with me. He's here for a twit coming up in a second. You need to write every day. But then the second thing is you need to get a certain number of hours under your belt to have expertise. And yeah. I think there's no – it's certainly true of on-air. The more time you spend on the air, the better you get. Right. I hate to admit it, but it took me about 10 years to get any good on the air.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, I need to get back in 48, so it's, you know. By the time you're my age,
so
you're going to be great.
10,000 hours is 10 years of working a full-time job.
Right. Like, it took me 10 years to get good at this.
Yeah. I mean, think about
it. That's amazing. That's really accurate.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's Malcolm Gladwell. It's from his
book.
Was it The Tipping Point?
Outliers.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, I read The Tipping Point. I haven't read Outliers.
Outliers.
Best. Love it. And then also What the Dog Saw is just a compilation of short stories that he's written. That's also on Audible. Go buy it.
Yeah, I read Tipping Point twice, and I think that's a phenomenal book. But I'll check out Outliers for sure. Thank you.
Now, we have asked people for weeks to send us videos.
Yeah, and I think the reason maybe we didn't get them this week is because the video came out so late on YouTube that they were supposed to attach it to you know, the video response to the video, but it didn't come out to like Wednesday or Thursday. So we're going to give you all another chance, all right?
this is verging on pathetic. You understand that, right?
We will like your video responses.
Please.
On this. Now, the channel is youtube.com/thisweekyt, and tomorrow is when the video will be up. So don't look for it on if you're watching us live on Sunday. It comes out on Mondays. And give us a video response to anything you want us to talk about, or we said something that you didn't agree with.
Can we give them something specific? Is there a question that we'd like to ask and have them respond to?
I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you have to be an attractive person to make it on YouTube?
That's a great question.
Perfect.
Great
that's
question.
Because I know Lamar and I, pretty darn good looking guys. Chad's okay.
I'm on the lower end. No.
He's a six. You're a six.
Yeah.
You're a solid six.
It's true.
Maybe
true.
A seven.
I have
a good
eyes,
day.
Like you told me. You said, you know, the eyes.
You do have actually quite beautiful eyes.
Let's work that out here. Are they piercing?
Oh, wait. Dvorak's adding a mustache onto me. There we go.
Oh, yeah. That's a good look.
Thanks. There we go.
That's Hitler the redhead.
Now I'm a seven.
Yeah. In the 40s, that would have been hot.
You look like Charlie Chaplin.
It smells like
teen spirit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you so much. Do you have anything more to do? Are we done?
We are good to go. This is a great show.
I love you, Lamar.
I love you, too,
like
Leo.
A man loves another man.
That's, well.
In a theoretical, in a very literal, in, anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, you're the greatest. So thank you for being here. You can watch it. I'm just teasing him because
I know you are.
He's a son of a bitch. If you watch him, you will see him on YouTube.com/LamarWilson, two R's. You can also follow him on the Twitter. Chad, OMG Chad, is the host of OMG Craft, our Minecraft show. We neglected to put Minecraft in the title. Another question for the fans.
I've been putting it in every episode title. I think
it's a mistake because I know what it's about.
Learn
how
to dig through dirt in Minecraft is the title of the episode.
There you go. Right. And we can find that at youtube.com/OMG Craft
or search for OMG Craft on iTunes.
And, of course, all of our shows, audio and video, always available on our website, twit.tv. So if YouTube pulls any of these shows down, just go right to the website.
Yeah. And on iTunes, his show, OMG Craft, and our show were new in the New and Noteworthy.
New and Noteworthy?
Yes. Yeah. Both of them.
Wow. You guys rock. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, we'll see you next Sunday. We do this at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2100 UTC on twit.tv. Thank you, Lamar.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time on This Week in YouTube.